Okay, welcome to H3. I am Alan Friesen, also known as the Acapellist. With me is Brother Scott Sweetman. I'm enjoying the great outdoors tonight. How are you doing, Brother Scott?
I have a window to look out beside me, but you obviously are much closer to nature than I am at the moment.
The only thing would be better if I was doing this with my feet in the grass, my bare feet in the grass. But no, I'm on asphalt today. So, yeah.
Well, I think we can share, too, that you were in the Lethbridge Family Services meeting. I'm probably going back to that after the show. So you're really dedicated to our viewers.
Well, you know, Lethbridge Family Services does such amazing things in the community. I'm a big fan of what they do. And I just saw incredible awards for people that are just really super deserve it. And so it, you know, fills your heart to know there's people there and a dedicated staff and the lovely and amazingly talented Sandra Mintz, who's leading Lethbridge Family Services to continue to do the great work they do. If I was a better patron, I'd be sitting up in the meeting, but here I am. We're going to do this meeting instead. So, yes.
Well, this is another way to serve your community for sure. And just on that idea, Lethbridge has been at the forefront of volunteerism since forever, but even in World War One, we were one of the largest percentage of volunteers, even in back all the way to World War One in the community to volunteer. So we have a long history of people standing up for those that can't stand up for themselves. So
nice.
Pretty cool. Yeah. So tonight, my dog may join us. I noticed he just wandered in here. So if you see a furry head behind me, it's just the Akita. So yeah, what I want to talk about, as we've talked about it before, is I've been hearing from people that they want to improve their health and wellness, right? But they're like, how do you get started? What do you do? Everyone wants to, you know, eat better, sleep better, all of these things. But how do you start, right? So I did some research on the ways you can get started. And the amalgamation of all that is a 3-prong plan.
Let's hear it.
Okay. And so physical health, you have to make 3 plans: mental health and emotional health and wellness.
Yeah.
And I was really surprised that that emotional health was separated from mental health, because I always kind of think those two are the same.
Right.
But maybe in the last 15 years, they're starting to separate more, where mental health has a lot to do possibly with physiology or, you know, they're being separated anyway. And it's interesting to think about them.
Are you seeing this as the distinction is emotional health is how you feel in terms of your ability to, you know, kind of go through life in more of a happy state, or you can get to a happy state, you know, that kind of a thing, a satisfied kind of a thing. And a place of equanimity, let's call it that.
Oh, nice word.
Thank you. Myers, mental health is where kind of your ability to kind of get the tough things of being an adult done, like paying your bills and, you know, knowing how to navigate and knowing how to renew your mortgage and choosing the best health plan and stuff like that. Is that kind of the distinction?
Yeah, I think. And when you look at the things that they've included or that get included in them, you know, for example, art therapy is part of an emotional wellness plan, where genome testing is part of a mental wellness plan, right?
Okay.
So there's kind of a differentiation that's along the lines you're talking about. But it's worth looking into, because I do think that sometimes we just sort of lump everything into mental health when a lot of it's physical. Like I know when my testosterone was 0, it really affected my mental health and my emotional health for that matter.
Yeah,
it's interesting. But I like this approach. A lot of people are going to this 3-prong approach. And when I first looked at it, I was like, yeah, okay, yawn. A lot of it was the same, right? Drink lots of water, you know, get lots of sleep, kind of that vanilla, you know, Reader's Digest version. But then I started limiting my searches to 2023 and more recent work. And I was blown out of the water. The stuff and technology they have now to help you get started is amazing. Like, I'm a geek, self-admitted geek, but I was blown away. I'd never heard of most of this stuff.
Tell me more, Scott. Tell me more.
You're going to like this too. I know you love tech and new things and new ideas. So some of it seems a little silly, and we were talking about that here in the house. You know, like one of the things is a smart water bottle, right? Like
smart water bottle. Okay.
Yeah. Most people, well, in some parts of the world, they don't have a choice. Clean water is not available. But where we live, we have lots of clean water everywhere. And hydration shouldn't be a problem. But a lot of people go around unhydrated. Is that correct? Unhydrated?
Dehydrated, I would say. But,
okay. Yeah. And you've been exploring some traditional medicine where water is a key element, right, in our wellness and
happiness. Definitely. According to Ayurveda, we got the five elements are ether or spirit, right, from whence we came and from whence we will go, and then earth and water and fire and wind. There we go. Those are the other four elements. So, and then we are part of nature, that we compose of those, as is everything in nature composed of those four elements. So
cool. Yeah. Well, and everything I looked at said that we need to drink a certain amount of water, and a lot of problems, especially in our modern world, where we take in a lot of toxins in prepared food, in the air we breathe, you know, basically so many things around us are polluting our system with free radicals and all kinds of things. And water is one of the main ways our body cleans these things out, right? Through our urinary tract and, you know, mucus and all kinds of ways. So pretty important. But anyway, I was surprised to find out they actually have digital water bottles, and they have an app on your phone, and they track how much you drink.
Interesting.
And, you know, Michelle said to me, she said, well, what's, you know, and the model we were looking at, you hold up the water bottle and you tap it with your phone when you drink it, right? And then that records what you've drank. And she said, well, how's that different than just opening an app on your phone and tapping the button that says you drank a bottle of water? Well, this water bottle comes with LED lights and timers, and the psychology of it is to, I guess, stimulate you into doing it, rather than, sure, the mechanism is really not that much different, right? Tapping your phone.
A VLT machine to encourage you, like the spinning, ooh, the lights, drink water, and have the rush kind of a thing, have the endorphins flood.
Yeah, exactly. And it's cool, and people will be like, oh, what's that? And a lot of these things, a lot of these apps have a coolness factor that are sort of making being healthy cool, right? And if that's what it takes, then that's fantastic. So sort of tonight's theme is actionable things where technology has given us new options that might get you motivated or interested in getting healthier.
Sure.
Cool.
Right? And you know what? If it's a tool that works for you, right? If it's something that helps you, encourages you to best practices that are good for your body, good for your overall health, right? Hallelujah. That's great.
Yeah. I love this one, and this one kind of blew me away. We're going to do physical first.
Okay.
And the first one that came up was virtual fitness classes.
Have you
ever taken a virtual fitness class?
No.
Oh. Well, this all started back with a video game called the Wii. Do you remember the Wii?
Oh, yeah. I got one of them. Yeah.
And they had little handles, and you could play tennis in your living room, and you know, they were sort of marketed as at least getting, you know, your fat kids off the couch and getting them to move a little bit, right? And I say that tongue in cheek, please don't flame me. And it was an idea, but now the technology just blows you away. Put on a VR helmet, right? And they've come down in price, $200, which isn't that expensive when gym memberships. Michelle showed me one when we were talking about the show the other day here in Lethbridge, and it was $680 a month.
Woo, really?
Now, okay, maybe it's worth it. I have no idea, but per month, that's a big hit for a year's worth of exercise, right?
It sure is. Yeah, wow. Yeah.
So anyway, these VR goggles, you put them on, and then they have like boxing games. You're on Fridays. You do an event, right?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh man, I love that. I don't have Parkinson's, but it is designed for people who have Parkinson's. And the gentleman who runs it, he's super smart about, you know, about health and healing and that kind of thing. And I've witnessed him talk to a new student, a new person, and he'll say, hey, you got Parkinson's. I get it. You know, that's true. But most of the symptoms that you are having right now aren't related to Parkinson's. It's related to your inactivity. So you're going to be active with us. And in being active, you're going to enjoy better health. You're going to enjoy better energy. You're going to enjoy better mental clarity. All these things will come. So I've been going and hanging out, volunteering, but also learning as well. And man, I just been enjoying it so much. It's so much fun. Yes. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to be there. Yes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Tonight, Friday, Thursday. Tomorrow.
Yeah. but no, and that's part of what these virtual things do. And there's a couple different ones. There's ones that like there's a virtual rower where it connects to your actual rowing machine, but it's like a video game. So it takes input from how fast you're rowing. And if you're, you know, putting too much power in the right instead of the left, your little ship and character will veer off and you go on this whole course. Right. And that looked pretty fun. But the ones that I thought were really cool, you put on a VR helmet and there's some ones I thought kids would love and you sword fight. These objects come at you through the air. It plays your favorite music. You can pick from your playlist on your Apple iTunes account or whatever. So you can be rocking out, listening to your music, and objects will come at you. And you have these two little things you wear in your hands, and you have to slice these things that are coming at you, right? And when I got looking, there's content creators on the internet that just video themselves playing this game. So one feed shows you inside the game, and the other feed shows them in their bedroom or whatever, swinging at the air wearing these VR glasses. And it's just hours of watching people do this. And it was kind of fun. It was exciting. So doing it, I think the motivation would be really high.
Nice. Right? Cool.
Yeah. So, and like you can fight orcs in the wilderness, like fantasy based, or you can do climbing activities or all kinds of things. Right. And I looked in the goggles for a decent pair designed for exercise because they're a little bit different. They have to be sturdier because you're bouncing around and stuff.
Sure.
About $200 Canadian to start. Cool. So not stupid expensive. Right.
No.
And there's dance ones, all kinds. It really, once I started the search, I could have spent hours. So if you're interested, do a little search. Search VR fitness. Crazy.
Nice.
Okay, number two, you'll like this one, and you'll exceptionally like this one because it's got a local element, which I know that is very important to you and me, is plant-based meal kits. It says make use of plant-based meal kit delivery services. Have you guys ever tried a meal delivery service? Not where they bring like the takeout, but where they send you the ingredients and a recipe?
No, I haven't. I didn't know there was one that was plant-based. I knew that there's lots that have, you know, where you buy the subscription and they send you a meal, that kind of thing. But why wouldn't there be a plant-based one, right? It makes sense. I just never checked it out. So, yeah.
There's a few of them. And the first one that came up, the example that came up was Purple Carrot, which is here in Lethbridge.
It is. And, a great store. Yeah.
And I don't know if they do full meals, but it'd be worth looking into. They have a lot of plant-based products there. And really interesting. We tried one of the good food or something, and it worked out really well. It was a good way to get the girls cooking because the recipes are there. And for a busy family, but no one has time to shop. That sounds stupid, right? When we used to have to go out and pick our food and slaughter our own food and butcher our own food. Now we don't have time to shop, but whatever. Anyway. Yeah. It worked and got the girls cooking, got them interested in it. And we did it for about 6-8 months. And now the girls shop and cook on their own. But it was a good way when they were teenagers to sort of ease them into that, right?
Sure. They get the kit. They have to follow the instructions. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
And it was cool because it had a lot of different foods that you probably wouldn't have bought. I know your story with peanut butter, right? We all get in a habit where, like going to the grocery store, you could probably play on your phone because you know what you're going to buy. You know where it is in the store, right? We get in that rut. But with these kits, they send us all kinds of vegetables and grains and pastas that we've never tried before and are now part of our diet. So
nice.
I think a plant-based one would be a great idea.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Okay, we already talked about smart water bottles. This one here I have a personal love-hate relationship with, and that's sleep tech gadgets.
Sleep what?
Sleep technology gadgets.
Okay, yeah, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm a diagnosed insomniac, and I have a big problem with that. But my Apple Watch probably saved my life. It's got a sleep app on it, and it's got a blood oxygen app on it. And I went through it, and I wear a CPAP machine, right? And I went through a period, and I was waking up exhausted, even though I'd gone to sleep. I was sleeping longer than I usually do, but waking up horribly exhausted and dizzy and really messed up, like I was hungover almost, right? Like I'd been out, and I can't drink because of the medication. Haven't had a drink of anything in 14, 15 years now, which is crazy. But yeah, anyway, just like a hangover, really bad effects. And couldn't figure it out. Talked to the doctor, and he said, well, it's probably all the medication you're taking. He's like, I have no idea. Family bought me an Apple Watch for Christmas, put my Apple Watch on, set up the sleep monitor. Turned out that at night, about 3 a.m. every night, my blood oxygen level was dropping right into like the critical zone. Like it was down at like 56 or something, where if it stays there for 4 minutes or something, you go into cardiac arrest. And that's why I was waking up so exhausted, is basically I was in hypoxia.
Hypo it would be, right? Low. Hyper is high, hypo is low. So hypoxia, I would think.
Yeah. So basically I was suffocating every night. And and it was just there was a problem with my CPAP machine. And at the time where my natural rhythm went down, the CPAP machine was erroring out and couldn't keep up. So it was basically shutting down, which, of course, if you've worn a CPAP mask, if it shuts off, it inhibits your breathing, right?
Because
it's not,
right? It's not an accident, it's a liability. Yeah.
Yeah. So got that fixed. And boy, within weeks, days, I was like feeling better and sleeping better. And wouldn't it for that little sleep tech, we would have never caught it. I probably would have kicked the bucket there or something else. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, good news about Apple Watches for you. That made a huge difference. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm an Apple person, you know, but I couldn't justify the cost of them based on that. But there's a lot of other ones. I know that one of our colleagues, Pooja Thacker, great lady with Cooperators Insurance, we did a little golf thing. And one of the prizes she wanted to give out was a Fitbit. And it wasn't that expensive, I mean, comparatively, and there were cheaper models, and it had sleep technology in it to monitor your sleeping as well. So it doesn't have to be that expensive. Wow. Yeah. There's lights, sleep lights to simulate dawn to wake you up gently instead of like, right? A nice light will slowly come up and raise an intensity. It can play like waves or something to wake you up much more intense. Much nicer, which affects how your day goes. There's a setting on my watch that predicts how ready I am for the day, and it's based on your breathing and blood oxygen and things when you wake up, and it's pretty accurate. Like if it says, again, is it placebo? I don't know, but if it says that I'm not prepared for that day physically, it's a hard old slog often. So yeah, interesting. Look into it. Again, search it. There's a zillion of them on the internet. Sleep wearables, they call them.
Okay. Sleep wearables. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Telehealth checkups. You and I have talked about these. We're proponents of these, right? How do people access telehealth if they don't have, like when I did it, it was through my doctor, healthcare provider. Is there a way people can access?
Yeah.
We've talked about that before, right? How do we do that?
Yeah. Well, like I know last I did use it before. And what I did is I just kind of, I think I went to like Rocket Doctors, but if you just virtual doctor visit Alberta Healthcare, and then it'll say, here's who you connect with, here's how you do this. So I have used both, one called Rocket Doctors, and I think the other one was TELUS, I believe it was, who's providing the provincial healthcare things within limited hours, within, like, you know, there's some limits in terms of when you can access it, right? As you know, you can buy services that then will have it extend for like 24/7, and you can maintain a relationship with the same practitioner as well, right? So, yeah.
And those are becoming more popular. I mean, we talked about those at work, but my research is showing that, especially in cities where it's really hard to get in to see a doctor, and in remote areas where there just isn't local healthcare, that paying for a managed service is becoming practical. Prices are coming down, the service is going up, and it's on the horizon. It's, you know, might not be in its heyday yet, but it's certainly something to watch out for. And if you're in a strange situation, if mobility is an issue, if your location is an issue, if your city is like Lethbridge and has a doctor shortage, it might be worth looking into one of those services for sure.
I think you might be getting to this. Are you also going to talk about ultrasounds that you can plug into your phone?
Yeah, absolutely. Have you tried one?
No, I just seen an ad for it before, and I thought, okay, well, this is going to be a trend that's going to, you know, I buy a device, an ultrasound type, I plug it in to my phone, I can look at my body and then connect with my doctor, and he says, okay, hold it over here. Oh, yeah, that, you know, that kind of a thing, right? So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, my Apple Watch. Yeah, you froze there for a minute. Sorry.
Did I freeze?
My Apple Watch has the option where I can save data that I collect to my chart, you know, the Alberta healthcare thing that you and doctors can access.
It will
add that data to theirs, or provide it in, you can email it or save it in the cloud for your doctor or healthcare provider to review. And so, like, my watch, and I'm not trying to sell Apple, I just happen to have Apple. Katrina had a Garmin for a while, it worked perfectly well, did the same stuff, whatever, but it regularly checks my blood oxygen level. It's got a heart monitor. And that's an area they're right now, there's a whole bunch of caveats because there's the law isn't clear on that, right? Like there's disclaimers, the watch won't detect heart attacks. You know, if you're concerned about your heart, see your doctor right now, it just sort of a toy kind of thing. But yeah, a lot headed that way. Ultrasound, microscopes, things for ear examinations on, you know, yourself or children looking for infection, lots of interesting wearable tech in health.
Mm-hmm. Big.
And when I was searching in the last decade, one of the fastest growing stocks, areas of stock markets, is wearable health technology or personal health technology.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool. You know, another one that popped up, and like I said, this doesn't affect me because I can't drink, is there's a big booming business in mocktails. Do you know what a mocktail is?
I believe it's just like it's like a cocktail, but no alcohol in it. Is that the idea?
And it's become big business, and bars are even starting to stock them as a healthy alternative. So you can go out, get the socialization, get the community, the dancing. I used to love to dance, right? Great physical health. But if you're pounding back the gin and tonics or the rye and cokes or whatever, that kind of offsets any health benefit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and apparently there's companies now, they list one called Seedlip, is a popular brand offering non-alcoholic spirits. They taste like alcoholic spirits, but they don't have this nasty side effects to your body, and raising in popularity. Interesting.
Yeah.
Mindfulness. This is something we've talked about a lot. And I know you've had some success with meditation, right?
Oh, yeah. Tara Brach. I love Tara Brach. So when I get up in the morning, I have a whole routine, but it culminates before I go upstairs to make some breakfast. It culminates in a not long. I think it's 11-minute Tara Brach meditation. And I've been using the same one because I kind of I like that one that speaks to me and is a really good time. And it's just like, there's everything in it is, for me, it's the right choice for me. I love Tara Brach. She's great. So yeah,
there's so many. Find her online or is she? Local?
Yeah. Yeah. No. Tara Brach, TaraBrach. And she's got like 1,000 mindfulness meditations and she's a guided meditations, but there's like tons and tons and tons of them. Right. So
are they free or do you have to pay for them or
most of the time they're free? Yeah. The one I do is free. Yeah. And there's just lots of them. Or you can even like some people don't really want the guided meditation part. And some days I don't. And then I will use kind of like, you know, play that 432 Hertz, that music, right? You know, you just say, hey, Google, play 432 Hertz, right? And then you, don't play it. So, and then you just kind of like, you know, have your eyes closed, sit and kind of focus on your breathing, that kind of a thing, right? So, yeah. Yeah, I find a real connectedness internally by doing that, right? So
I want to be able to meditate so much, but I crash and burn every time. My mind just jumps the squirrel and that's it. I've tried everything. But one thing that does work is on my watch, there's a mindfulness breathing app. And it's this beautiful little blue digital flower that blooms and then shrinks again and blooms to set your breathing rhythm so that it's a long, deep breath and exhale. And you can set it from a minute to 10 minutes. And I find that really calming. Like if I'm finding myself really scatterbrained and can't focus, 5 minutes of that. And I'm like, oh, it's like I've done a little run or something. I'm
nice.
I feel just, oh, relaxed. So,
yeah. Well, hey, there's not just one solution, right? So whatever works for you, right? So, yeah.
And if you go to the Google store, the Play store, the App store, there are hundreds of mindfulness apps. Some of them are garbage. Read the reviews. That's all I got to tell people. Some of them are scams and some of them are great. And the price doesn't seem to matter. Some of the great ones are free and some of the scams are the most expensive ones out there. So yeah, I always say when it comes to apps, always look through and not just the reviews on that page, go outside of the store and search for reviews out of the store. Right. Mm. And something everyone's got to be aware of is on Google or most platforms, the first 3 or 4 are paid, right? The people are paid to be there. It doesn't mean they're the best. You want to go down to the organic ones usually, which are about 4 down. This changes over time. Okay. Food tracking apps. Have you ever tracked your food on an app?
I think when I did it last, I don't think, oh no, I have done it on an app too. Yeah. And they're like, you can track it on the app. And it records even the nutrient quality of what you've eaten, the calories you've eaten, et cetera. And then, of course, if you tie that into something that's tracking your activity levels, then you kind of see if you have a good balance or not, kind of a thing, right? Because if you're in a situation where you're eating 3,000 calories, but you are burning up 3,500, well, like, you know, ultimately you're gonna lose weight, right? Is what's gonna happen. So yeah
I can't remember the guy's name, but he's made a career recently basically saying, look, it's really simple, you know, if you take in 3,000 calories but you burn 3,500, you're gonna lose weight.
It's
that simple. He said it doesn't really matter, like if you eat a candy bar and that's all of your calories but then you burn more than that. Like I knew a Lethbridge City police officer, I won't say his name because I don't have his permission to say his name, but he was head of the SWAT team. This is quite a few years ago from Holland. He was Dutch. And when he straddled up to have a cup of coffee, I think he put like 8 teaspoons of sugar in it. Like I wouldn't even be able to drink it. My head would explode. And he was the fittest, slimmest guy. Like, I don't think there was any fat on his body at all.
Wow.
And he's like, sugar is just calories. If you're burning those calories, you know, like his thinking was fat adds fat to your body, but just straight calories you can burn off easily. It worked for him. Again, like we talk about, doesn't work for everyone. My head would explode if I had that much sugar. But
okay, I gotta tell you, have you ever heard of Jaggery?
No, what's Jaggery? Sounds cool.
Jaggery is a sweetener that is from an Ayurvedic tradition, comes in, I got it, I bought it on Amazon because I couldn't find it locally, comes in a big brick, And then I just tried it for the first time today. And you just kind of grate off a little bit of it into your coffee. I don't usually use sugar in it, but it's a very unprocessed. So then it has a whole bunch. It's more complex as a carbohydrate, and then has like less, doesn't cause an insulin spike, you know, that kind of thing. So way more, way easier on your insulin levels or on your on your blood sugar levels. So yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. I read some articles about how part of the problem we have in North America is not just a problem with sugar. It's the way we get sugar in North America. Like a lot of traditional sugar sources, as you said, break down slower. They don't have a bunch of the other things connected with them. High fructose corn syrup is basically just poison, right? Like it tastes same. If you work on a farm or lived on a farm, you know never to spill antifreeze, because if you spill antifreeze, you'll have a bunch of dead animals on the ground in the morning, because apparently, well, it's actually added to wine too as a sweetener. It's a type of sulfate that's added to antifreeze and added to some wines, which often is why people get a headache when they drink wines. And Canada has some rules about it. Certain countries have rules to the amount they can add to the wine. If you're a big wine drinker, look it up. But yeah, even though there's, you know, traditional types of sweeteners may taste just as sweet, our bodies don't break them down as fast and produce a bunch of bad things with it, where our modern super refined sugar actually is maybe the worst way to sweeten things in terms of health, right?
That, definitely. I took a fast from sugar for a while, and I was really surprised in terms of how it muted my mood, my emotions, kind of a thing, right? Where we're more steady, right? Whereas with a lot of sugar in your body, kind of a thing, every little thing that happens, like, ooh, is this, right? It's like a big deal, right? Whereas if it was like, if you didn't have the sugar in your system, it was way more manageable. It's just like, okay, this happened, all right, you know, what can I learn from this? And Lincoln, let's move on, right? That kind of a thing. So, yeah.
Wow, I think that's a big point. One of the other things that came up a little bit out of thing, and this is back on interactive home workouts. And the example that I came across is something called Mirror. And it looks like, there's a bunch of different ones, but the one I was looking at looks like a standing mirror, right? But it's actually almost like a television. You see yourself in it, but you see a live instructor in the mirror with you. And there's a camera in it, so they can see, apparently, they can see the participants in the class. So it's like this show where we're live and we're real and we can see each other and interact, but it's a scheduled exercise class. So you do your biking or whatever. And the big plus is you don't have to drive, you know, to some the other side of town. You don't have to find a parking space. You don't have to, you know, change and shower and do all those things in a communal setting. But you still get to work out as a group with real people giving you real feedback and enthusiasm and support. And I thought that's a pretty cool idea.
It is. Yeah.
You know, that'll do it. So the big thing that I found out, and I think what we should do, if this is all right with you, we're a little over half an hour now. And
yes,
we've done mental wellness, but we still have emotional wellness and mental wellness. Why don't we hold those for the next two shows, and we'll finish up a little early tonight because you have to get back to that meeting. And does that work good?
Yeah, great idea. Yeah.
Okay. So let me just summarize what I found out about the actionable plans. So in terms of physical health right now, no other time in history, except when people had no choice but to be physical to survive, which is probably the most physical time in history. But the options we have, whether, you know, we want to go high tech, low tech, whether we want to go personalized, whether we want to join a group, a community, we have more options now than we have ever had in the human history to stay, to get active. And you know, when I looked at it, 30 minutes of exercise, walking, moving your arms up and down. If you can do 30 minutes a day, the effect on your health of any kind of movement is not only measurable, but is significant.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely.
And yeah. I don't care. You know, like you said, you go to a boxing class with people with Parkinson's. Now, if they can get up and box, surely the rest of us can find 30 minutes to lift our hands up and down or something to move for 30 minutes. Right.
Yeah.
So
especially knowing Go ahead. I was just saying, especially knowing what the beneficial effects that it'll have on your body, not only in terms of lifespan, but in terms of quality of life, right? Your ability to engage, do things that are important to you, whatever that is, right? Maybe it's, you know, picking up your grandchild and holding them, right? You know, holding him or her. So yeah, it's definitely.
That's petting dogs, cats, sure. You know, yeah. You don't have to go as far as Corolla and, you know, train a half dozen horses every day.
No.
And clean up after them and feed them. That's why she's physically incredibly fit. But yeah, any of those things that you enjoy, incorporating fruits and vegetables or natural foods. In the past, we all bought exotic foods that had been shipped and planed and, you know, how they looked was more important, and we thought that was healthier. We all know better now, and a lot of companies like the Purple Carrot, again, we're not paid to advertise for anyone, but they're bringing that local healthy food into our community. I know the produce managers at the local supermarkets here are trying to, you know, buy closer to home. They're trying to pick healthier choices for us. Again, it's the easiest it's ever been, except when we grew our own, to make healthier choices in terms of plant diet. And you can grow a lot in your house, right? Even if you live in an apartment building.
Yeah.
So
tower gardens, sprouts, those kind of things you can grow in your own, grow produce right in your own home, right? So yeah. Even if you don't, you live in an apartment, they still work, right? So yeah.
Yeah. And I know when I was in Asia, a lot of small apartments there, lots of the oba sons and aunties would have whole gardens growing in pop bottle tops that they had modified and hung with a string or a chain. And they would have herbs and things growing in each little one. It would be hanging from the ceiling or the roof, and it'd be a long sort of tower. Look it up on the internet. Tons of them, right?
Cool.
Checkups. No excuse not to get checkups. Don't be afraid of online health. That's like a message that you and I are really... Definitely. You know, we've experienced, don't stay home because you can't get in to see a doctor. Pick up the phone, get on the video phone. Yeah. Get those checkups. It's really important.
Perfect. Right?
Okay. So that's it. That's a recap of our physical health plan. Next week, we're going to talk about mental wellness. And the week after that, emotional wellness. So from my dear friend, the acapellist Alan Friesen, who sped out here and stood in a parking lot full of mosquitoes and moving cars to be with us, and myself, Scott Sweetman. Thanks very much, and we'll see you next week.
You betcha. Keep yourself well. Get a Mutson.